Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
With you.
2013 is already getting off to a fantastical start. I can feel the love on the internet, or at least on Twitter. I've actually been kind of absent from the internet, besides using Twitter. So I'm not really up to speed on what's going on. I mean, I know there's a lot of crap always going on. There's plenty to talk about. I definitely want to catch up on all the shenanigans that are happening on the internet and beyond. Tonight, definitely want to touch on the gun control debate that continues to cascade across the nation. We can talk about free speech a little bit, because that seems to be intertwined with this whole gun control issue. I'm hearing rumblings that Barack Obama is considering an executive order to enact some sort of gun control edge. Today, Joe Biden held a press conference about these measures, and of course, they cut to the press conference to deliver breaking news that there had been a shooting at a school in California. It wasn't a mass shooting. No one died. A shooting nonetheless in a school. How convenient. And from what I can tell, most of the people in the country are on the side of the pro gun rights folks, the Second Amendment folks. It's really just it's really just Piers Morgan that wants to take your guns. To be honest, I don't think Obama wants to take your guns. I think it's just the redcoats, the Brits. You got Gawker. Gawker decided to publish the names of all gun owners in New York City. We all know Gawker is owned by a UK interest. So I think the UK has done a really, really slow, subtle troll on the United States in order to get them back as a colony. Get our country back as a colony. That's the only thing I can ascertain from all this nonsense. Yeah, so that's going on. We got this debt ceiling that's coming up pretty soon. I was talking to D.B. Cooper on Twitter. Was it last night? Thinking of putting together a show in the future dedicated to the debt ceiling. And just the debt and the deficit. Does anybody know the difference between the national debt and the budget deficit? I don't think a lot of people understand that they're two different things. I know John Stewart doesn't understand it because I saw him on O'Reilly and he didn't know. He thought the debt and the deficit were same thing. And this is the guy that you people are getting your fucking news from and your political opinions from. My God. I have a solution for this. Well, not a solution, but one token measure that I think would work out great. Why not have the President of the United States and all the senators, who are pretty much all millionaires already, how about have them all forfeit their salaries and benefits? I mean, they're our public servants. It's their civic duty to represent us. You know, why should they get it better than any of the rest of us? They're just supposed to be us. They're supposed to be us in Washington. So that's an idea I had this Also, we can do. How about a bake sale? Yeah, a bake. Do like a cakewalk. Find some way to raise some money other than taxing people's asses back to the Stone Age. What else happened this week? Oh my God, this Cut for Bieber stuff. You see this? You guys follow this Cut for Bieber hashtag? Yeah. The Beliebers got trolled hardcore. Sorry, I'm looking at the chat room here. Gonzo PhD says, great idea, Vince. That'll save us $10 million. Yeah, I know. It's a drop in the bucket. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying it's the principle alone. These are the people, these representatives, these senators and the House of Representatives, these people are supposed to be civil public servants. You know, it should just be a civic duty. That's right, I said duty. And yeah. So it's just, I know it's a drop in the bucket, but fuck those guys. Those guys are the ones that are spending all, you know, spending money that isn't there and running up the debt and creating these yearly budget deficits. These people don't deserve their salary. They're spending all our money and then taking some for themselves. All right, what else is going on? I had a huge fight on Twitter with pretty much the entire internet. I found out the hard way that the entire internet loves bacon except for me. Now, I want to qualify something here. I was for bacon before I was against it, all right? And now I'm for it again. I've changed my platform, yes. I have decided it's within my best interest and the internet's best interest if I comply and embrace bacon again. So I apologize to those who I've offended. It was foolish and naive of me to talk so much shit about bacon. It is crispy and crunchy and tastes good. I made amends by having a chicken sandwich with bacon and cheese yesterday. If you go on my Twitter, you'll see it. I took a picture as evidence. So I'm back on the bacon train. And I'm also up for nomination for the Shorty Awards. It's like Twitter's awards. And I'm nominated in the category of web show. And I would love it if you folks could nominate me for a shorty for best web show. They don't have an internet radio show category. It was either podcast or web show. And I mean, this is kind of a podcast, but it's also kind of a web show. So I guess we're going with web show. And I don't even care if I win a shorty. My objective here is to defeat the Young Turks. I just want to get more votes than the Young Turks. That's all I care about, okay? So if you can help me defeat the Young Turks, I'd greatly appreciate that. And, this whole Stupidville thing keeps going on. Stupidville? Anonymous is, I commend Anonymous in one regard, that they brought light to this potentially horrible situation there in Ohio. Kudos for shining some light on that, but now it seems like it's kind of veered off course. And it's like all these ops. They start off with good intentions, and then it's about Anonymous all of a sudden. And it's not about these kids and justice for them. And I'm seeing Anonymous is threatening the sheriff of Stupidville. I don't know if you remember this guy. What was his name? Barrett Brown. Yeah. You know, when he made threats to law enforcement, you know what happened to him? I'll play what fucking happened to Barrett Brown. You know what? This is what's going to happen to you if you try to fuck with the law enforcement, all right? You're going to end up getting raided.
No, what? No, not this one.
It was her the whole time. You said it was a loop. You just misinterpreted it, okay?
That's what I was asking her.
You have a gift for herself that she puts up for herself.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. Do you do that? Do you have a gift of yourself?
She's a little.
Actually, I think it was the sheriff, the Dallas Sheriff's Department. I don't think it was the FBI, but there you go. That's what happens when you make threats to law enforcement officials. So while you're exercising your First Amendment right, be careful what you say and who you say it to and what you are saying about them. Anywho, I got to take a leak, man. I'm like ready to pee my pants here. But tonight I want to just focus on the state of America as we start 2013. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2013. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. Don't forget to tweet out the show. And make people aware that we're having an open discussion on various current events and issues. And let's do this. Be right back.
broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
The Nuge. The Nuge. Another person that they want to put the face of... Hang on a second. Am I muted? Is this thing on? All right. Yeah. So Ted Nugent. So basically, what CNN's trying to do is they're trying to put gun owners... They're trying to make gun owners synonymous with Alex Jones and Ted Nugent. People like that. Entertainers, crazy people, nut jobs. These are the people that, you know, Jon Stewart, same thing. But I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys saw that CNN interview, though. I wouldn't even call it an interview. I thought it was pretty lousy, to be honest. At least the first part of it was pretty hilarious. Alex Jones just tore through him like a fucking steamroller. But yeah, and speaking of Young Turks and Alex Jones, apparently Alex Jones was on Young Turks today. I didn't see it. Did anybody see it? Did he let Cenk even get a word in edgewise? I put an over under on how many words Cenk would get in an interview with Alex Jones. I put the over under at 15, I believe. 15 words. I predicted that. I think Cenk will be lucky if he gets in 15 words. So, any hoot. 347-826-7667 is the number. Your calls take priority from now, from this point forward. Looks like I'm now joined by Stabby McCuggs. What's up, Stabby?
Hey, Vince. What's going on, man? I usually don't call. I just usually hang out in the chat room. But I have a troll following me around a little bit. And he called me another show the other night, pretending to be me. And the host was just like, yeah, sure, Stabby. Yeah, right, Stabby. And he was telling him some pretty nasty things. So I thought I would just call in really quickly and remind you of the number and my name in case you get a strange person who's trying to pretend to be me.
Okay. Fair warning. Yeah, I got it. No problem. You know, you could have just personal messaged me that. It would have been no problem, but
whatever.
That's good. It's no, that you broadcasted that out there now. The listeners, at least the listeners need to know what's up.
Right. So you have other people in the chat room too, so they can all go, eh. It's not very.
So hey, while I have you here, now you know I could refer to you as the ombudsman of BTR, late night BTR. Your Twitter updates are fantastic. You do great live tweeting of late night BTR. I was wondering, what's sort of the latest gossip? What's going on around town? I've been away for a couple of days. What have I missed?
Most of them haven't had shows past late night.
Except the one where somebody tried to be you?
Right. That was just in Johnny. I usually don't go to Johnny's show. His show's
my God. So, wait a second. Somebody you? Johnny Cush's show. Nobody goes to Johnny Cush's show. He always does like him, Bill, and Nikki, and that's it.
Right.
That's so random.
I don't know if I was. I just was in there because it was the only thing on. What was that?
Wait, who was in the happy hour chat first? You or the imposter?
It was me.
Oh, so somebody came in and you don't know who it is?
Yeah, it's Strope.
Oh. Dude, I know Strope's voice. Don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah, it's not too It's not too bad, but he's had a he's tried.
Actually, you know what? I'd kind of be interested in seeing how he plays you.
Does he set up
a version of you?
You should listen to it. It's kind of funny.
What day was this?
Just last night.
Last night's marijuana happy hour. Okay, I'll check that out after the show.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just put my show on autopilot and listen to it now.
That's fine.
Right on, man. So what else is new?
That's Mr. Midnight Movie. Is who did he have on last night? He had a pretty wild show. There was quite a few. I think Goofy Bones showed up, and he's had these two new guys, DJ New Style and some other guy. And
yeah, one of those dudes who calls me Vincent Duvet.
Right. They've been hanging around his show lately and terrorizing everybody. I think eventually I got sick of it, and I was just like,
I called into their show, and I was just like assaulted. This guy was like mocking me. He's like, I was like, is there an echo in here? What the hell are you doing?
And Mr. Midnight Movie, he don't do anything. He just sits in the back and
eats
cheeseburgers.
He just eats cheeseburgers and yells racist comments.
Because it's not racist, it's white guilt. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Meanwhile, his Twitter account, he's fucking doing like the Nazi fucking salute thing with an afro and some sort of and a mustache, a fake mustache. The guy is fucking a nutcase, man. I don't know how a Jewish producer can stand that guy. What are they? Are they butt partners? Or what's going on?
I don't know about that, really. But I think he's funny, other than when he gets going on about his racial stuff. If he just stay away from that and did his other stupid shtick.
He does when him and Mr. Solutions get mix it up. It's kind of funny though. It gets pretty gnarly. It's actually kind of entertaining.
Yeah, that is good.
FX is a better show. The late night show is kind of, it's like, what are we doing here?
Until there's someone that to go against
to
him.
I thought they're supposed to review movies. All they do is like gossip.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing right now. I mean, Jesus. But whatever. You know, I'm trying to get up to speed with late night BTR because it's like a goddamn soap opera.
Been pretty slow. And I've been trying to stay away from Twitter since I have someone following me around on there too.
Dude, Twitter has been my only outlet for the last, I don't know, 5 days maybe? 4 days? Yeah, it's Vincent Duvet.
That was pretty funny at first, but...
Spell it out in the chat for you.
It got old pretty quick. It could still be funny again if you came up with something good for that.
Vincent Duvet. Yeah, so I go on their show, and I'm like, hey, and they're like, who's that? I'm like, it's Vincent the Bay, and the guy's just like, it's Vincent Duvet.
Why do you talk like that?
Yeah, hey, Vincent Duvet, why do you talk that way? Man. Yeah, those guys are nuts. Whatever. I like Jewish producer. I think he's funny. I say more Jewish producer, less Midnight Movie.
He's a lot saner, but he's an enabler. That's his problem. He enables, and he just lets Mr. Midnight Movie just blow shit out his ass.
Yeah, I think they should just stick to fundamentals. I mean, just do a movie review show. They can still talk shit, but you know, stick to movie reviews.
Yeah. Like you said, though, his white guilt stuff, when he gets to the right opponent, that's the best when he's got someone to go up against. But there's no one really smart, though. They're all usually on his level, so it just goes back, forth, name calling.
Yeah, just circles. Yeah, exactly. It becomes a stalemate at a certain point. But I think he does just like an hour, and it's fast, and it's quick, and he's out. Or maybe it's maybe a half hour.
You know who I miss? Where's Todd? Todd Morris needs to come back.
Oh my God! We don't need to summon Todd Moore. I'm perfectly fine without him calling into my show.
Summoning the spirit of Todd Morris.
No, Nature Boy could come on. I really wish we could get Nature Boy and Schmoop to battle again.
When he's on, he's good. But sometimes he just gets in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I love fucking with him, and then I play that Primus song, Nature Boy. Because he's more of a fucking, I don't know, white trash. I don't know, dude.
And even though Goofy's show's not around, he's still been popping up.
Yeah, what's up with Goofy? What is up with his ass? The president of Late Night BTR just suddenly abandons his post. He's just gone.
All right. As far as I know, he was supposed to. Part of the thing for him winning the Late Night BTR was he was supposed to eat butter and post it on YouTube. Well, then Goofy says that he did it, and it made him really, really sick. And then before he could post it, his computer crashed and he lost all his stuff. So it's still technically he still did it, and it's still in his computer. And but the people that, you know, Mechazawa and all of them, they're still following him. And it's like, you guys, he's lying. He's never going to do it. He's never going to repost it. He's never going to do it. And then he goes on hiatus and hoping that when he comes back, he won't ever think about it again. They demand butter. He said he would eat
so
a stick of butter.
So what are those guys doing now? What are Mechazawa and Cactus and all those people? What they just left empty handed? They're just kind of like when Jerry Garcia died, everybody's just like, well, what do we do now? What do we do now, bro?
They had a show that I thought was like an hour, but it didn't. They're not very good. They did pop in after Goofy and DJ New Style and those guys on Mr. Midnight Movie were yelling at each other the other day back and forth for like 20 minutes. And finally, Mechazawa popped in because everybody was just gang-raping Goofy. And then Goofy turned it all around, and then he was trying to be friends with the guys they were talking about. I think they all worked it out, and now they have a lot more respect for each other. It was kind of weird how it just kind of flip-flopped.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of respect, Dougie Doug says, just like other elected members, Vince in the Bay mailing it in. What are you talking about, dude? This is an exclusive right here. Stabby McCuggs never calls in, man. He calls my show maybe twice a year.
I apologize for being boring your fans.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Stick to the chat.
I'm just, you know, misery loves company, bro. It's all good. But if anybody wants to help supercharge this cavalcade of mediocrity, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. We're celebrating America, and what a great start we got off to. We kind of went over the fiscal cliff, but not really, but kind of, sort of. Not really. Have you been keeping up with this whole gun control nonsense?
A little bit. It's not something I'm really emotionally attached to either way. It's not something I have my own opinions on it pretty much, but it's not something that really everybody has their own opinions on it. You know, it's not so cut and dry thing. It's very complicated. And
yeah, it's a complex issue. Absolutely. Dude, did you see the whole Cut for Bieber thing that went down?
No, I saw a little on the Twitter. People were talking about it, but I didn't really see.
Apparently, there's Facebook accounts involved as well. But earlier this week, I think it was the GNAA, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, Vince, I need to hold on for a second. Okay, so I need to step away from the mic.
Oh, okay. All right, sure. Just abandon me. No problem. Anyway, what I was talking about was this whole Cut for Bieber campaign. Which one of you assholes in my chat room right now participated in that? That is disgusting. I can't believe you troll kids like that. Ugh. Anyway, Vincent the Bay here. I got Stabby with me, but he's away from the mic. We have the real Stabby. Apparently, there's going to be a fake Stabby who might call in and try to troll the show. So he just gave us a little disclaimer, a little heads up. I have callers on the line, but nobody's hands up. If you want to talk, just press 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to be on the show. It sort of like virtually raises your hand. I should give big ups to the chat room. Chili Illy in the house. Dougie Dougie in the building. Gonzo PhD in the house. A shit ton of guest listeners. Thank you for people, lurkers. Who else do we got here? King Wishbone. Thank you for joining the program tonight. Liberal One. Thank you for tuning in. Morzinu. Big ups to Morzinu, who I think called in the last show I had. That was a pretty epic show, actually. What else do we got in here? We got Octopus. Oh, hey, it's Robotic Chaotic. Me, Rao. Hey, Stabby. Stabby, are you there? I was going to tell Stabby that Robotic Chaotic is... If she's a trap, she's a pretty fucking hot trap. What else do we got going on in here? Stabby McHugs, my sort of co-host right now, our guest, who's kind of here, but not really. Von Rage, hey Von Rage. Octopus said, did you say Octopus, Vince? I said, yes. Octopus. I'm sorry, is this thing not on? Hello. Testing 1, 2. All right. Well, big ups to Stabbing McHugs for calling in and giving us an update on what's going on in the late night BTR. And I need to get back up to speed because it's like a fucking saga. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know what I did? I didn't ban him. I blocked Goofy Bone on Twitter. I forgot to unblock him. It's actually my timeline's actually more pleasant with Goofy Bone blocked, to be honest. But you know, I respect him as the president of BTR, so anyway. Did I miss anybody? Who else is in this chat? The ladies are hanging out together there. Robotic, Chaotic, and Von Rage right next to each other. And below that, we got Vert and X You Out. Oh, X gets love. Absolutely. Glad to see X You Out holding it down in the chat room. Big ups to Vert. So, anywho, yeah, I don't know. I can just keep filibustering here. If you haven't already done so, you should nominate me for a Shorty Award. Let me see if I can get that link for you. Here you go. Go here. Let me put this in the chat room. Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. Boom. You just log in there and nominate me for a shorty for web show. Web show. This is a web show. I guess sort of say. Or it's a conference call, whatever. But they didn't have conference call category. That's right. It's basically just a conference call for retards, and nobody's awake tonight. I think people didn't know I was having a show. I thought I
I made it clear that I was going to have a show on Thursday and Friday. But fuck it. It's fucking America. We're in America. I'm in America. I'm holding it down here in the Bay. It's been beautiful weather here. It's cold as fuck at night, but still California. What do you want? But, yeah, we're celebrating America, folks. Haven't even talked much about the stupidville shit. We don't have to talk about the stupidville shit either. But we definitely want to nominate Vincent the Bay for a Shorty Award for Best Web Show. And again, it's not about winning it. It's about beating the Young Turks. Okay. And I don't have anything personal. Nothing against Cenk and Anna, who's a little hottie, or any other of those people. But obviously, they're established internet juggernaut media machine. But it'd be cool to have more votes than them. Or nominations, whatever the hell they call it. Also, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentBay. And, oh, yeah, I always have to do the disclaimer. If anybody does, in fact, decide to call in and participate on the show, their views and opinions are not necessarily reflective of the views and the opinions of this show, Vincent the Bay, this Blog Talk Radio, their staff, sponsors, and affiliates. They're the opinions of the callers and the callers only. They are sovereign individuals that are capable of managing themselves accordingly. Also, I want to warn you that this is a no free speech zone. That's right. This is a no free speech zone. I can turn into tyrant mode at any time if you abuse the chat room. Well, luckily, we don't have Spyco with us tonight, so things are chill in the chat room. Everybody's behaving. But if you want to get naughty with me on the air, just call the number 347-826-7667. Also, remember to practice proper digital etiquette, or else you will be reported to Randy Zuckerberg. Once again, nominate Vincent the Bay for the Shorty Awards. Go to shortyawards.com/Vincent the Bay. And you just dial it in there, and it does a blast on Twitter. And just as long as I finish ahead of the Young Turks, it's all good. All right, since nobody's going to call in, I'm going to go take a run around the block, get my blood pumping. And since we're talking about America, I started the show with Living in America, little James Brown there. So in keeping with that motif, we're going to play another little tune here. This is a favorite of mine. And I see some ladies that are favorites of mine in the chat room. I think I'm going to mix it up in the chat room for a little bit with Robotic Chaotic, Von Rage. Any of you ladies want to call in? I could just keep playing music and we can make sweet love in the green room. I don't know. It's up to you. 347-826-7667. It's fucking America. 2013.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, VITP back up in this. We're finishing up hour number one. I've had one caller with their hand raised so far, and that was Stabby McHuggs, who made a surprise cameo experience. Appearance. Excuse me. Stabby McHuggs with the rare cameo call-in. That was good to hear from him. And I was desperate for callers there, and people came to the rescue. I appreciate it. I got a few callers now. I'm going to bring on the line. Unfortunately, no ladies, though. Ladies, don't be shy. Come on, call in. Or if you're already called in, just raise your hand. Just press number one. And we can see what's up. But in the meantime, we got the next best thing. We got a dude with moobs, so at least we have tits, technically. Because the clown's here, it's our good friend Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
Hmm?
Hey, Shadow, are you there?
No, not really. What's up, man?
Nothing, just doing the radio show. What's up with you?
Just chilling in the XU Off Tiny chat right now. We're all kind of laughing at the fact that everybody's boycotting your show tonight.
Why is everybody boycotting my show tonight?
Because you're anti-bacon, bro. You know, I mean, I renounced that.
I see. That's the thing. I was pro bacon before I was against it. Now I'm back for it. Okay.
Uh huh. Yeah. See, how
I have digital evidence. I have digital evidence. I can prove it.
Well, you can prove it all you want, but what's going to stop you from going back to hating bacon?
Bacon yesterday.
Okay, what's going to stop you from hating bacon again?
Nothing. I don't hate it anymore. I'm just not going to eat it that much.
You're not going to eat it that much. So obviously you don't love bacon, therefore you're still against bacon.
You
either love it or you don't.
I think of bacon as a delicacy. I like it on a donut.
Bacon's a necessity, my friend. You have to live with bacon.
Yeah. You know what? It doesn't surprise me that someone of your stature has that attitude.
Is that a fat joke? Are you calling the only caller on your show fat?
I'm just saying, dude. Why? Are you mad, bro?
I don't know. Are you? I mean, would you like to take another call?
Yeah, let's take another call. I got John here from Raleigh, North Carolina. John, you're on with Shadow DXS and Vince of the Bay. Also,
hey, Shadow.
Go ahead.
Shadow, you have to remember something. Just only a Sith Lord thinks in absolutes, man. It's not you're for bacon or you're against bacon. Bacon, you know, you can have a view in between.
There is an in-between with bacon. It's either yes or no. I mean, it's either you are bacon or you're vegan. And if you're vegan, well, fuck you in your hippie ways.
Really? Bro, my fiance is vegan.
I'm sorry.
No way, bro.
Are you going to have like a half-vegan baby or some shit?
We actually might.
That's horrible, man. How could you do that to a child? That's like... That's fucked up and counterproductive to life.
Counterproductive to life?
Yeah, man. I don't know how you're gonna have a half-assed vegan baby.
A half-assed vegan baby? What does that mean?
Fuck if I know.
Well, Dave.
You know what? I think I know what you're getting at, though. I think that would account. That's, you know, what accounts for the stature. I'm not talking about you now. I'm just talking about the average kid in your generation and the generations coming up behind it.
I think you called me fat again.
No, I'm not calling you fat. I'm saying you're actually an exception. You're actually big for your category. They usually kids in that, with what are you, Generation Y or Millennium or whatever.
We're the entitlement generation.
No, dude, that's the fucking hippies, dude. That's the baby boomers.
Vince, really?
That's off no pro.
In 2 days, I'm going to be 23 years old. I'm still the same age as the stupid faggots that occupy Wall Street right now.
Oh, my God. Wow. Why do you have to bring them up?
Really, Vince, man?
Is
every show like this?
Right. It's Occupy Stupidville now.
Like Russell is waiting for Goofy Bone Show to come back on the air, and that's it, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. That's what accounts for their absence. I get it now. That's right. They declared that. They said, you know what, we're getting TR, and we're just going to start controlling Goofy Bone. That's right. That's why they're not here. Yeah. But big ups to Wrestle League nonetheless. They were I've had a lot of house trolls for the 3.5-4 years I've done this show. I've done it like 3 times. And each season, if you will, a little string of shows, there's always some, you know, band of some crew that trolls me, and of all the ones that have trolled me, the Wrestle League did a pretty fucking good job. They are a fun bunch. I'm gonna miss those guys.
Hey Vince, I just wanted to give a shout out to Tupac Shakur.
To Too Short?
Tupac Shakur.
Oh, Tupac.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Me and his hologram hang out a lot.
That's pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah.
You just kick it with a hologram. That's the thing. Your generation, you guys, you are a digital native. That's what I learned today.
Yeah.
You and your generation and all the generations from now on will be digital natives. I am a digital immigrant.
Cool story, bro. Well, anyways, I hate to make your show a little bit less entertaining, but I got to bounce, so peace, Buzz.
All right, dude. Late. That was Shadow DXS, everybody. So, John from Riley, tell me, what else is on your mind tonight?
You know, I really didn't have much going on. Me and the fiance were laying in bed. She turned her show on, and I was just like, dude, I at least got a call and try to help out. I don't even know, you know.
Did you guys make love while listening to my show?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Oh. Would you, like, do it right now during it?
No.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Sorry. No, it's your voice, like, in the background is just distracting. I like to focus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, focus, bro. Do it.
I mean, it's just like there you
go. Von Rage should call in. I don't know why Von Rage hasn't just fucking called in already. Seriously. I need a yin yang thing going on. You need the estrogen to balance out the testosterone.
Give me a topic. Let's go,
dude. I've been. Did you read my freaking?
No, she had the laptop. I've read nothing.
Okay, here, I'm going to tell you the description. We're going into the second hour now, folks. If you've hung in this long, God bless you. We've got less than an hour left of this nonsense. And
I'm not helping. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. A lot of people on BTR refer to me as like the sleeping pill. I can just bore people to death with my voice and they fall asleep to me. And a lot of times make love to me. I mean, to my voice. Yeah, So what's going on down in Raleigh?
It's a brisk, cool night, and I'm looking forward to the hockey season starting.
Oh yeah, are you gonna?
Yeah.
Are you? Wait. What are you? Who's your team?
The Hurricanes. They're here in town.
The Charlotte Hurricanes, or the Raleigh Hurricanes? That's NHL.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Raleigh has a. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Raleigh, two in Southern California, one in Dallas, two in Florida.
Arizona,
there you go.
There's only like one. There's like one team in Canada.
Yeah, pretty much. Although Atlanta moved back to Winnipeg last year, so. But yeah, what'd you think of this whole fiscal cliff deal?
Fiscal cliff. I think it was a big charade. I don't know what the hell happened. I think they were just whatever they were doing. In either case, it was just nibbling around the edges. Let's face it. Basically, they got to cut spending. You know, we have a welfare warfare state. The Democrats want to subsidize the welfare state. The Republicans want to subsidize the warfare state. It goes back and forth like a little volleyball, a little tit for tat. But anyway,
I really like the welfare warfare state. That's very interesting. Yeah. I've never thought about it like
that's
that.
That's all they do in D.C. They just passed bills where they spending bills where they allocate spending, you know, contract, which they contract out to their to private companies anyways. Like people say like, oh, what if we didn't have a government? Who would make the roads? It's like, dude, there's contractors that make those roads anyways, or private companies that probably build most of those roads.
Yeah, but so what's the ultimate? So looking at that, your idea, the welfare warfare state, What is the ultimate end game? I mean, we can't continue to spend like we do. Taxes are going to have to go up at some point, or they're going to have to find some other way to bring
same thing that's
money in.
It's the same thing that's happening in Europe. It's a total fiscal crisis. Nobody's talking about it how they should. It's been a ticking time bomb that everybody's known about for long enough.
So when do we become Greece with 40% unemployment and, you know, inflationary statistics that are getting ridiculous?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah. So
number crunching. It's going to destroy. It's going to destroy us or the federal government. That is.
Well,
that's what fails is just the federal government itself. Whatever infrastructure and everything will just, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a balkanization of the United States. Why not? You know what?
I had this conversation with my buddy who's working on his master's in political science at PC this weekend about balkanization and how we think the Western states will group up and. We'll give a couple of the northern states to Canada, and it'll turn into more a European Union than anything else, where travel and currency will be very
NAFTA.
Interchangeable.
That's what NAFTA was kind of trying to be, right?
I think to some extent, but NAFTA also included, I believe the one you're thinking of is CAFTA. But because NAFTA included Mexico and some of the Central American countries eventually. So, yes and no, it was supposed to open up the borders to trade and make it easier, streamlining certain things, but it was not necessarily meant as any kind of overarching governmental program like the European Union is, because the European Union due to having a common currency, the euro actually has some monetary powers and some very limited enforcement powers.
No doubt.
So there we go. But no, we had this conversation how we think there's going to be end up being like five different areas. You know, the South will be part, and Texas may try to just go ahead and secede. That we think they'll end up going with California and forming the third largest economy in the world. I don't know. I think the biggest question is how do we get there? But I also think there's about a 20% chance that we're going to see some kind of generational leader come out. I think the parties are going to become so extreme like they are that somebody is going to run an actual successful campaign, guerrilla style, through new media, somewhat like Ron Paul did and has been doing. But a moderate or a centrist is going to win, and I think that could happen in our lifetimes and, you know, recenter the government.
I don't know, man. I think that the federal government's just going to default and just crumble, and it's going to be like I don't know, like the Soviet Union.
Nah. There's too many rednecks with guns in this nation to let that happen.
No, it's just going to end up being like mainland North America. Like, you know, Russia and China will annex off Alaska. That'll pay off, you know, all the debt. Whatever they have, like Hawaii, probably go to Japan. Puerto Rico, maybe to Mexico or whatever.
Anybody will have them.
Yeah. Cuba. I don't know. Guam. Guam will go to
India?
Guam will go to India. Why not? Yeah. There. Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it's out there in the middle of the, or am I thinking of something else? Sorry, Vince. Go ahead.
It's all good. Meanwhile, speaking of the Pacific, you remember that tsunami they had in Japan?
Yeah.
Remember all that garbage that collected, this like this big, huge, massive like island of trash?
That was, what washed up in San Francisco this week?
Did it?
Something did. Well, you know, I actually saw, I think it was last week or the week before, where they had a shipment of, I think it was toys, wash up somewhere in Washington.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. But it wasn't just toys, though. What I'm talking about is, like, there's, like, physically, like, I'll have to look it up, but there's just, like, so much trash and debris and stuff that coalesced together and just kind of formed this massive just pile of trash that's floating in the Pacific Ocean. And it's like the size of a small island in some cases.
Holy crap. It's like, what's that game you used to play on the PlayStation where you rolled the city up? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by a shiny object. What'd you say?
It's like that game you used to play on PlayStation where you rolled the city up. Like, that's all you did. What the? You got anything?
Are you talking about video games?
Talking about a video. Well,
I don't play video games, dude. I told you, I am a digital immigrant.
Well, it depends on when you immigrated.
I'm very integrated, yes, but still an immigrant.
So now do you have the smartphone?
Dude, I have a fucking stupid phone.
Is it a clamshell?
It's the modern day equivalent of the brick, I guess. Remember the brick?
Yeah. Like, are we talking the suitcase or just like the Zach Morris brick?
No. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Nokia.
Okay.
They used to have the old school.
Yeah. The one that had the bajillion snap-on plates.
Well, yeah, all the phones have that, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was probably chic. Oh, I don't know. Maybe in 2000.
Okay. Hey, man.
Whatever.
You'll get there at some point.
It calls. It makes calls. It's all good.
Hey, if that's all you wanted to do, then it sounds like it's a perfect fit.
Although, because of these goddamn trolls, it happens every time one of these troll crews come through here. Most recently with Wrestle League.
Yeah.
Troll terrorists.
They eventually
find your personal information and start, prank calling you and stuff. Somebody ultimately, finds my unlisted number, cell phone number. I've had to change my cell phone number 4 times since I've been a host of Blog Talk Radio.
Jeez.
Oh, I've been pizza bombed, Chinese food bombed. That was a good one. Free Chinese food. That was actually pretty cool.
There you go.
A shit ton of chow mein, every dish on the menu, pretty much.
And you're up in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, San Francisco. Great Chinese food here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I grew up in L.A., man.
It's in my archives. It actually happened during the show.
Did you thank him?
That's how these guys trolled me. They were these troll terrorists will stop at nothing.
Well, when you're 19 and have nothing else to do.
Yeah. And then I made a mistake. Last week I did a ninja show. I pissed off ninjas and all the bacon lovers. Totally trolling them, pretending like I was anti-bacon. I guess they didn't think it was funny. I guess they didn't appreciate it.
No, don't get me wrong. I really like bacon. Probably my top 3 foods. I really like bacon. But, if you don't like bacon, whatever. Fuck, who cares?
But it's serious business on the internet. Apparently, everybody on the internet loves it. And to say you don't is like sacrilege.
Yeah.
Kid, folks. This is the new America.
Oh, man. What are you going to do?
Take more calls, hopefully. 347-826-7667. We got 45 minutes of this mediocrity, and then we're out of here.
Hey, all right.
It's gonna go by like nothing, dude.
Yeah.
It would be great if we had some female callers, though. also, I want to give a big ups to More Xenu. The last show I did was actually a pretty good show. If you missed my last episode, which was Saturday, More Xenu called in, Jen Emick called in, all kinds of, Lee Stranahan called in, there's a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty epic.
I can imagine it'd be better than enough just sitting here.
Everybody should just don't even listen to this show. Yeah, see, people are just leaving this show, and they're going to go download that show now. All right, thanks, bro. Later.
That sounds like a whole lot better. Why am I listening to this crap?
Gonzo, you're on hold? Oh, you mean the last show. No, Gonzo, the phone lines were fucking jam-packed. There were a shit ton of people trying to get on, and it sucks being the one-man show here, having to juggle the chat room and screening calls and you know, managing the flow of the show and
content.
It seems to be that tonight would have been a great night to have Stranahan call in. Oh my God, that guy he's obsessed with the Stupidville thing, with the rape, the high school football players, the rape thing.
Oh yeah. My fiance has been all over that.
Yeah. What does she think about that?
Well, she's, you know, she very much believes she okay, give me a second here. So she is very much wants justice to be done, or what she believes justice to be done. And, you know, whether that be outside authorities taking a second look at the case, or somebody, you know, other prosecutors, you know, internal investigations, whatever the case may be. She feels like the town just rolled over.
Hey, I want to give a big ups to Vert and Von Rage for nominating me for Shorty Award. Vert says, I nominate Vincent and Bay for a Shorty Award in Web Show because he puts up with my shit. Von Rage. He's cool. I like Vert. Vert and I met in IRL.
Cool.
Who else do we have in here? Oh, Von Rage. I don't know why she's for some reason she's being shy tonight. She's not calling in. I don't know why.
Hey, Von Rage, you really need to call in. We're dying over here.
She nominated me for a Shorty in Web Show because he has accepted Bacon into his life. That's right. No, Bacon has always been in my life. I just was trying to challenge a pro-Bacon culture. Like, I thought, I was like, why is this internet fetish on Bacon? Why is everybody obsessed with Bacon? Why does it have to be Bacon? Why can't it be red velvet cake? I fucking love red velvet cake.
Man, you know, I'm fenced on that.
Actually, bacon bits on top of red velvet cake actually sounds kind of good.
It kind of does.
There you go. That should be somebody's next recipe. Do bacon velvet, red velvet cake. Bow, bada bing, bada boom.
You can put it like in the layers. Like you could have a bacon layer in the middle of it.
Totally. Oh my God. 347-826-7667. Vincent Bay kicking it with John from Riley. So, geez, man, it is what, 1 o'clock? Almost 1:30 where you're at?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So what are you, an insomniac, or are you just stay up late, or?
Yeah, you know, I don't have to go into work till noon, so I've kind of like a midday shift. Thing,
wait,
so.
Dude, how did your girlfriend or fiance, how did she find the show?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Hey, hold on a second. How'd you find it? Twitter.
Did she follow me on Twitter? Are you on Twitter,
retweet.
Dude? Are you? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah.
Give us your Twitter, man. I'll follow you. Or you can follow us. It's twitter.com/ Vincent Bay.
Okay.
Hit me up.
All right. We'll do.
So you said you had, in the green room, you said you had a background of radio.
Yeah. I used to be.
What's your background of radio consist of?
just in promotions and as a promotions manager for like six stations in a market size like 150. You know, big enough town, but it's not. You know, I was never big time, but coolest thing was I got paid to take people backstage and meet rock stars and hang out and drink and hang out with all the record people and yeah, you know, it wasn't a bad gig.
Hey, that's more well. I have very little radio background. I mean, I did college radio, which I guess counts sort of.
Yeah, it does.
That was fun. I loved college radio. It was a challenge. I just did a show once a week for what was it? 4 hours? Actually, 3 hours. And there's 3 hours, and there was like a taped show that was worth an hour.
Yeah.
And I had to go up through the ranks. I had to do the overnight shift, play jazz on the weekends at like from 2 to 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually fun.
You know it can be. It can be. It's all what you make of it. You know, I've got stories of being, you know, like there was two of us running six stations at one time, you know, and, you know, just the crazy running back and forth, switching stuff around and, you know, some of that kind of stuff where, you know, a lot of fun, hectic, but, you know, I mean, it's not something I want to do anymore, but you know, they don't have, you know, have to do it like that anymore. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I guess it's just like anything else in life where, you know, you're doing something very unique with a small group of people that have a very unique skill set.
Have you ever heard of Valiant Thor?
I've heard the name. I can't put it in context.
They're from Chapel Hill.
Okay.
They actually have a pretty cool logo.
Okay.
These guys are fucking badass, man. Has anybody in the chat ever heard of Valiant Thor? They fucking rock, dude. We need to get fired up. These guys are like fucking hicks with a message, but it's
nice.
Like straight ahead, you know, kind of just metal, sort of AC/DC rock and roll-ish type shit. These guys are crazy though, man. You should definitely check them out.
But what's their message?
They're from Venus, and they've been transported here to spread the message of some bullshit. I don't know. They make cool songs, and they rock out, man. You got to see them live. They're one of those bands that's just, you know, they've done like Warped Tour and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to meet them and shoot some video of them. That's how I know about them, is because I was shooting video for a couple Warped Tour shows back in the day, and they were on one, and shot some fucking cool footage of them. And ever since, you know, whenever I see that they're coming into town, I try to check them out.
Cool, yeah.
They're a fucking
nice. I'll tell them you sent me.
Dude,
wait, they're not going to kick my
Von
ass.
Rach
for,
just rage quit my show. Oh, no, she's back. Oh, my bad.
Okay, I was going to say, what'd you rage quit for? What did you do?
No, you know, sometimes when you're in, robotic, chaotic, rage quit though.
Oh, okay.
Big ups to Robotic Chaotic for hanging out. But yeah, more Xenu called in last show too. I don't know if I mentioned that. See, everybody left the show to go listen to the last show. All right, let's take a call. We got a caller now. Oh my God, holy shit! Who is this? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Von Rage?
Yes, it is.
Hey there.
There we go.
Welcome, Von Rage. You're on with John from Riley, North Carolina.
And hi, John.
Hey, what are you doing?
I got annoyed. You said I rage quit.
Now she is going to rage quit on you.
No, we were having cyber and PM messaging, and then it said that you dropped off, that you left the room. That's what happens sometimes when people log in, log out on the show, like refresh the page or something. If you're in the private chat with them, it'll tell you like so and so, like Gonzo PhD has left the chat room. But then you look inside the chat room, and he's really there.
Weird.
Well, it's not much better in the chat room.
Gonzo says Vince will start drooling now. Yes, it's safe to say, Gonzo, I'm sufficiently moist now that Von Rage is here.
That's unnecessary.
Do you not like the word moist? Is that another taboo of the internet? See, I'm a digital immigrant. I don't know the lingo and the lay of the land.
That's okay. Well, according to Gonzo, I have threatened to rape him.
Really?
So, yeah.
Why haven't you threatened to rape me?
Well, I did try to call you for delivery the other night, and then X got all bitchy.
Oh, I know.
Total cock block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate when that happens. I got some tweets. WVU Soldier is listening from West Virginia. He's asking why so slow tonight. I don't know. I don't know if people that didn't actually part of what was revealed earlier.
Bacon
that,
boycott.
Yeah, there's the bacon boycott. This is kind of sort of like blowback from the whole Ninja episode. If you want to find out what went down, check out the Ninja episode. It got derailed because I was anti-bacon at that time, and or at least presented myself that way, and that got me in a lot of hot water. Apparently, I didn't even realize this. The entire internet loves bacon. So I was pretty much fucked.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Even I couldn't even look at your picture anymore without just seething hatred.
Yeah. I appreciate you even being here. I know it's tough for you.
I'm a forgiving soul, okay?
All right.
You have made amends.
Cool.
You did? What'd he do?
He accepted the love of bacon into his life.
Yeah, I saw the light again. But I said this before. I was for bacon originally, then I was against it, and now I'm for it again. All right, so it's not like I was always against it.
Okay.
Just reborn. I'm a what do you call it? Born again, bacon lover.
I think the only way you're going to get any of your fans back is to post like various bacon recipes on your Twitter.
Is that it? I have to do a full-on bacon campaign. Great. But hey, let's take a call. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller. You're on hold. Your hand's up. What's up? Oh, they dropped off.
Bye-bye.
And screenshot. And thank you very much.
What was that?
What? What'd you say?
I don't know.
Oh, it was a call. It was somebody called in and raised their hand, and then when I tried to put him on, they just hung up.
Oh, it's Nick. He said he was going to call in.
Oh, yeah, Nick. Call back in, dude. I don't even know who Nick is. Oh, Nick Mack?
Oh, yeah.
Gonzo reports, I has candy is a derp, by the way. Now, did, I want to get up to speed on this too. Now, did I has candy or anybody totally dox KY Anonymous?
From what I heard, he made a couple of weak statements and a weak attempt. And just really just pissed people off and made a total dumbass of the whole situation.
Interesting. Gonzo reports, no, they did not. Okay. All right, good. It's good to know. Good to keep up on these things. I have to tell you, you know, this Stupidville thing, all I know is, yeah, it sounds like a horrible case. And if it turns out these kids really did rape the shit out of this chick, you know, totally took advantage of her, that's horrible. And, you know, they'll definitely see justice, I guarantee it. But, and, you know, I'd be outraged if I was in that town, too. That was my kid. Oh, my God. But I wouldn't have a kid like that. But I think it's commendable, like I said earlier, that Anonymous decided to shed some light on that. I thought it was good. And then it kind of became more about Anonymous for a while there, at least from the internet perspective. But what really disturbed me the most, though, besides, you know, more than anything, was the Ustream footage of was it Saturday? They did their last big protest where they had like a couple hundred people. And there's a bunch of Anons up there. And they started demasking. And it was really a fucking puppet show. But it became sort of this angry mob, this seething, just, you know, fermenting mob that was getting just angrier and angrier. And these women were recounting their experiences with being sexually abused. And, you know, of course, some of the stuff was kind of heartbreaking or tear jerking, no doubt. But, like, I heard grown women saying stuff like, they should be castrated. And I was like, seriously. A grown woman, I don't even think she even said that. I think she said something, cut their dicks off. I think that's actually what she said. But something to that effect. She was suggesting that they should castrate these kids. Not even put them on trial. Just fucking cut their wieners off. That's it. And this KY Anonymous going on to, whatchamacallit, CNN saying, we're the executioner. What the fuck is that? What does that mean? That's just like a bad call, bro. It's just,
yeah.
Come on now.
Well, that's a term that's been used in his defense, though.
Allegedly, he had a 1 hour, like an hour and a half interview with them. They just like put him in there for like a minute. So of course they're trying to make them, I guess, look bad. Whatever. It seemed like the guy that was doing the report, the CNN reporter guy, was like trying really hard not to laugh the entire report. It was.
You know, I saw that, and it just seemed to me, I don't know much of the background on how long the interview was or the format, but honestly, if you're CNN, are you looking for, quote-unquote, the truth from KY's perspective, or are you looking for the most bombastic comment that's going to get talked about or that allows you to stand on whatever podium you want?
Yeah, hence having Alex Jones sit down with Piers Morgan, same fucking stunt.
Yeah. Hey, do you expect anything less?
Yeah, exactly. They knew
Alex Jones said that allegedly they were supposed to do, on YouTube, there's only two segments. They said after the second segment, they cut it short. They're supposed to do a third segment with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they said the producers were like, we got to get him the fuck out of here. Like, get this guy out of here. And so he got kicked out. They kicked him off the show. There was supposed to be a third segment, and they kicked him off mid-show. Because it was an interview. He was just doing his show on Piers Morgan's show.
Well, you know, I can kind of see Piers getting pissed off about that, though. Because we all know that Piers Morgan has his ego, just a little, but
oh my God, are you kidding me? He's the most pompous. He's the most pompous fucking limey that we got over here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised his freaking head still can, you know, his neck can support his head with his ego. But no, so I mean, just don't be surprised. I mean, Alex can. There's some of this Alex Jones stuff that I'm that I really think he may have some merit.
And he's an entertaining individual. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is so fucking entertaining. He's like endless lulls, dude. He's like an enigma. You know, he's like a troll within a troll, but it's all conspiracy.
No. You know who the ultra troll is?
Who?
If we're talking about. Dude, Michael Savage.
Oh, Michael Savage. Yeah. Well, no, he's not so conspiracy. He's not as hardcore into conspiracy theorists and theories and stuff. But yeah, I think a lot of his is shtick, if you will.
No. I absolutely agree with you. I think Savage plays it to effect because he knows that's his niche.
In the chat room, Gonzo says, Xenu, you cannot be a, quote, libertarian and read Breitbart and consider yourself human. Just saying. I don't see what's wrong with that. I consider myself a small L libertarian, and I would read – I've read some Breitbart stuff. I mean, I don't Xenu was saying that he was doing it every day. I don't go that far. Actually, Breitbart was better when Breitbart was alive, to be honest. And that whole thing is going down in a slow melt. You got Dana Lash, who's suing the company to get out of her contract. You know, the whole Tea Party thing is just sort of slowly dismantling. I'll give it some credit, though. It, it stuck around longer and made a bigger impact than that Occupy shit did.
Well, they were better funded.
I think they were better organized and more,
affluent?
Well, no, all that, but they thought things out. You know, they went through the proper channels, if you will.
They had a reasonable. They had goals. They or policy goals. They had. You know, it wasn't just. And then they presented a united front.
I honestly, to be honest, when they first started it, when Rick Santelli did that rant on CNBC, I was like, fuck yeah. And I was fired up. I was like, yeah, I'm down with this Tea Party shit. No taxation without representation. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm being represented by those fuckers. I totally agreed with that. I was like, I'm down. You know, it was right after TARP, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ron Paul sort of rallied people around this whole fiscal responsibility shit. And I was like, you know, this makes sense. But then it, you know. And I think it was really a grassroots thing. But then, of course, it got co-opted. Glenn Beck and company, and Fox and Friends or whatever.
Fox News
swept in and co-opted it. But now you got these organizations like FreedomWorks, which was Dick Armey's.
Yeah.
company or mm-hmm. whatever, 401c3 or whatever the fuck, 50 whatever, you know, not.
Yeah.
You know, they all have like their nonprofits and their.
Oh, no, I have a degree in political science. Keep going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you should be telling me this shit, dude.
Hey, man, anyway. But yeah, no, I get where you're going. I get where you're going. Yeah, it's 501c3.
Have you ever heard of the Free State Project?
I've heard of it. I'm not versed in it.
Okay, so a bunch of small L libertarians, they mm-hmm. consider themselves, quote, liberty-minded individuals.
Okay.
They have a website. It's called the Free State Project. I don't know. I think it's probably freestateproject.org or some shit.
Yeah.
But basically, this band of people that were essentially organized on the internet decided that they were going to pick a state in the United States and just concentrate all the these was mostly activists.
Mm-hmm.
But these libertarian activists decided they banded together. There was thousands of people hitting their website, and they decided that they were going to pick one state to just infiltrate and make totally libertarian. Like they're going in there, they're doing civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
They're running. They're getting arrested for videotaping in courthouses.
Not yet.
They're trolling.
If you're going to infiltrate, they're doing
20 demonstrations. Like mm-hmm. they're just doing just minor little shit, but trying to spread the message of liberty, personal liberties, which I kind of dig.
If you're going to do that though, you need to start running. Take the state over, take over the government through the elections.
They're slowly getting people into local city councils and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the state they picked, by the way, was New Hampshire. It's New Hampshire.
Interesting.
So the Free State Project is in New Hampshire. There's already something like, I don't know, I want to say like 10,000 of them there.
Wow.
Over 9,000 for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely over 9,000 at this point.
She's giggling at us.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
No, I'm serious. No, over 9,000 for sure. I'm sorry, I got distracted by Von Rage's silence. Are you there, Von Rage? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. What was I talking about?
Free State Project.
Okay, the Free State Project. Okay, yeah. So they're in New Hampshire. So all these libertarian activists decided they're going to move to New Hampshire and make it all liberty-minded and libertarian. And there's over 9,000 of them there now. And there's over 20,000... No, I think it's something like maybe 15,000 pledged. And I think mm-hmm. they have some goal of, I think it's something like 30,000 activists to commit to moving there. And all these people committed, and slowly but surely people are moving there.
Nice.
I actually had a documentary filmmaker who did a documentary about the Free State Project on my show as a guest. Jeez, I forgot her fucking name. But if you go on my archive last year, she did this. The name of the film is Libertopia.
Uh huh.
She documented three different kids who decided that they were going to move to New Hampshire came from different socioeconomic backgrounds and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting little piece. This guy, Derek J, I think his name is, he came out with a documentary. He was going to call into my show. I never quite connected with him, but But yeah, so anyways, up in New Hampshire, they have this radio show. It's called Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I was trying to make this show be about. They pride themselves on being caller based.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have show topics, you know, from a libertarian point of view, but they will literally talk about anything. And they're cool, and they're kind of young guys. Well, one of the main guy, Ian, he's probably like early 30s, and then his partner Mark is like in his 40s. But they started the show at like a local radio station in Florida, and they decided that they were gonna join the Free State Project. And so they moved to New Hampshire. So now they do their radio show from New Hampshire, and they slowly added hundreds of affiliates, like terrestrial radio affiliates up in across the nation are picking them up. So a lot of them for like an entire week. Some of them they only do like the Saturday show, but of course they mm-hmm. They have an online they stream, and they have a Mivit chat room, and
good for them, man. That's
making it happen. Awesome. Small mom and pop operation, but they're kicking ass, and they have a great format and a great formula. And fuck, man, I would definitely recommend them. They go on at 4 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Freetalklive.com.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely check those guys out. That sounds something very kind of up my alley. I would do classify myself as a small L libertarian. So.
Yeah. But eventually, though, I think these guys are gonna probably have a critical mass, and basically secede from the union. And I think this goes back to the whole Balkanization thing. I think these guys are ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I mean. Like I said, we were talking about, about 10 Western states, marijuana will be completely legalized. You're going to have the South, you're going to have that's going to band together. You're going to have some of the Northeastern states and the traditional New England states. And, I think some of those center states go to Canada. But, I can see it happening in our lifetime. I think it'll be look back to the fall of the Berlin Wall and what happened when communism ended. Everybody was like, what are we going to do now? You take that kind of economy, you look at it, and that scale of economy and having that default and basically go away, the world didn't end.
Why is Spyco suddenly in my chat room and he's already muted? How did that happen? I didn't even see him in there. Did he
was spamming pretty bad.
Oh yeah, I didn't even have to do it. It was the automatic spam filter. That's right. I have to warn you people: if you say the same thing four times in a row, it automatically mutes you.
Oh, he did more than four times in a row.
Yeah, apparently. And if you want to check out the chat log. Here, I'll just cut and paste this. Bada bing, bada boom. There's the chat log for the show. If you guys want to relive this over and over again.
I don't know why
the
they
the show is so amazing. They just want to read it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Von Rage.
Hey, Vince, I hate to do this to you, but it's getting kind of late over here. I do got to bail.
Hey, no worries. You know what? I was just going to say, we only have 8 minutes left. We usually, what I do at the end of the show, I do final thoughts. And mm-hmm. Before you take off, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with the audience, really? Or promote anything, or I don't know, whatever.
Let me see. Yeah, I got nothing. One of the groups I volunteer with, or I've done some stuff in the past with, is the Dickie V Foundation. cancer research, so they're pretty well funded already. But you know, Jimmy V.
Jim Valvano.
That's it.
Jim Valvano. Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. It's like 1:40 in the morning, bro. I got you know.
No worries. It's 10:52 here in the West Coast, and we're about ready to wrap it up. But I appreciate you calling in, and you're welcome to call back in anytime, man.
All right, man. Vince, have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. That's John from Riley, North Carolina. Von Rage, do you have any final thoughts before we shut down this taco stand?
Final thoughts. Not really. It's been pretty much an eventful night. I mean, I'm going to be heading over to X's chat room.
Uh-huh.
And we're all going to talk about you behind your back until you come in.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to come in there because I won't give, you know, that's bullshit that you guys are talking shit about me somewhere. And I'm seeing multiple tiny, please, folks, just don't spam my chat room, and I don't endorse any fucking links. No links are endorsed. Okay, so you want me to come to Tiny Chat so you can talk shit about me and root my box. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, not me. When have I ever done that to you? Really? Go ahead. When have I ever done this to you?
Never, but that's what some people have done to me. I've been loiked in stupid tiny chats. It pisses me off. So nothing. Tiny chats and IRC both are just, you just avoid them at all costs. Just nothing good's going to come out of it. Look at Barrett Brown. I played the clip earlier. Just nothing good comes out of tiny chat or IRC shit. People always get in trouble. The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get up to some no good shenanigans, and somebody's going to get in trouble.
That's only kind of true.
I don't really feel like I'm actually really tired. I probably shouldn't even have done a show. I've been really busy in real life, and I'm tired as a motherfucker. I'm ready to hit the bed and go night night. But I really appreciate you calling in tonight, Von Rage. I'm glad we had you participate a little bit there.
You didn't need me. You guys started actually doing something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to mute Spyco again. Why, dude? X you out, Tiny Chat. Fuck you. I'm not going to X you out, Tiny Chat. I will not. I will not go in there to be berated and teased and made fun of and slandered and libeled and loiked. I just won't allow it. It's not fun. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. You guys have fun on Tiny Chat.
All right. We'll miss you, though. I'll miss you, Vince.
I'll miss you, too. I think I'm going to do another show tomorrow, Free Ball Friday tomorrow.
Sweet. I'll be there.
Sweet. Stoked. Alrighty, then. Well, I guess my final thoughts are I'm glad this show is over, and I'm also glad that I didn't have to reprimand anybody for improper digital etiquette. Most folks were well behaved. You know, that's, you know, you look on the bright side of stuff. Except for Spyco here at the last minute coming in. I really don't appreciate the what's he saying? He's spamming I love Tiny Chat. That's what he's saying?
Yeah.
Tiny chat is fun sometimes. It's hit and miss, but usually it's... You know what I hate, though, is... Do you guys... Are they playing videos in there? Like tube videos?
Yeah.
I hate that. What's the point, dude? If you want to watch a YouTube video, watch it on your own fucking... Watch it on another screen. It's a tiny chat. We're to be tiny in chat.
We're sharing. It's like, you know, family movie night.
I hate that. Oh, hey, everybody. We're hanging out my tiny chat. It's movie night. We're going to watch blah, blah, blah. No. Fuck that. There's so many other options. You know, if I'm going to watch YouTube, watch my own YouTube. I want to go to Tiny Chat to chat. Not hear your favorite D12 song over and over. Big ups to the Russell League. I don't know. I guess they boycotted my show. They're done. It's too bad. I miss them already. They're apparently, you know, just going to start, you know, keep doing their thing. And I guess eventually troll the fuck out of Goofy Bone when he comes back on the air. Maybe that's why Goofy Bone went... I'm thinking that's why Goofy Bone went off the air, because he heard that Russell League was going to start trolling his show instead of my show.
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
That's right, Shmoop. Rest in peace, Shmoop. God, I miss that guy. That's all good. So, Von Reed, what kind of music do you like? Last time I played you a song, it was Nine Inch Nails, right?
That's correct.
What was it? What was another song that you wanted to hear? Or another artist that we were talking about that I didn't play?
The Lonely Island. If I was making fun of you for being called a creeper, you wouldn't play it.
See, that's the thing is, I always end up being a creeper. Because most of the internet denizens are youngsters. Yeah, I just sound like some...
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, thank you everybody in the chat room for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate it. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And once again, thank you to Stabby McHugs for calling in. And you too, again, Von Rage. Hopefully we will rage again tomorrow night on Free Ball Friday.
All right, see you then.
Okay. All right, now we're going to get out of here. I couldn't find your song. So, do you like Primus? Hello? Von Rage, do you like Primus? No, I think she's already gone. So I guess it doesn't matter. Since my theme tonight was America and the state of America, I've been playing... What did I play? I played James Brown, Living in America, Marilyn Manson, We're From America, and now I'm going to say goodnight with Primus, American Life, as in VITB for life. Talk to you tomorrow night on Free Ball Friday with VITB.
Down, down, southern blues, Sicily, with the family too proud to be poor. The year that the fever took the father away, they hastened to American shores. Mother and son standing in line, it's a cold day on Ellis Isle. They look to the Statue of Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. We'll be right back. American life.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.